stations. Here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Derek DeCosmo is from Camden. He spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about immigration reform and family detention. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. Something that a lot of people have not heard of is something called family detention.
Yes, what we're seeing with that situation primarily, we see it in multiple contexts. But as many people know, over the last 2 years, there was a large influx of women and children coming from Central American countries, fleeing gangs, fleeing domestic violence, and due to overall economic hardships in their countries. These families are being placed and separated in detention centers across this country, and that is just totally inconsistent with our core values as a nation. In addition, in places like New Jersey, where I am from, you see someone, be a father or a mother, maybe the primary supporter of the family, be detained, taken into custody by immigration without much opportunity to secure their own release for really minor infractions. And it devastates the families emotionally, psychologically, and also financially, because we know and studies show us that in these situations where a child may have 10 to 12 years growing up in this country, mom or dad gets detained by immigration for a sustained period of time, their grades fail, the children end up on welfare. It's just a devastating situation.
Can anything be done about this?
I want to impress upon members of Congress that immigration reform and fixing our broken immigration system is consistent with the familial, social, and economic values of this country. Moreover, positive immigration reform will enhance the security of this nation far more than the heavy enforcement efforts that we have seen over the last 20 years.
Derek DeCosmo, this is Christopher Michael reporting.